News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
I mentioned earlier on in the sport, the enhanced games were on over the weekend. These are the games that allow people to be juiced up to the gills but still compete. And the expectation was that this was going to see a whole load of world records fall. Bruce Wardrop is with us. He's accredited advanced sports scientist of the Irish Sports and Exercise Science Association. Bruce, have we busted all of the known world records across track and field and weightlifting and swimming?
We have not. No. I think if you believed all the hype, as you said, in the lead up to the enhanced games, they were saying it was going to be a spectacle of humans, of superhuman performance. And I was very quickly catching up on the results and watching some of the events this morning. And I think in reality, what we got was a bit of a spectacular flop from the organizers' point of view. We had one world record broken in the pool, and we had some very, very pedestrian times in lots of the other events on the track and in weightlifting and stuff like that. So no, I do not think that we've blown it out of the water with this event.
We also had a number of people who were juiced up to the gills lose to people who were clean.
Yeah, that was really interesting. And I think that's a kind of a really fatal blow to the organisers on this. The big story was probably Hunter Armstrong, who's an American swimmer aiming to compete in LA 2028. And he entered because of the guaranteed prize money. For anyone who didn't watch the events, like, the events were limited to four or six athletes in the event. So in the pool, there was only four swimmers per event. So there was guaranteed prize money for the winner all the way down to fourth place. So he entered clean, tested by WADA, tested by the Enhanced Games staff themselves, and entered the race clean and won the race clean. So I think it tells us that being performance-enhancing drugs, while they certainly can enhance your performance, they cannot create elite talent where it doesn't exist in an athlete, or it can't reverse the aging process, because a lot of the athletes who did enter were slightly older.
Although, having looked at them in advance, when you looked at the kind of size and bulk and some of the strength that they had built up, you would have expected them to do better, wouldn't you?
Well, I think that's a kind of common misconception. It depends on what the demands of your particular sport are. Like, you know, having everyone going around looking like the Incredible Hulk or a big bodybuilder is not optimal body composition for performance in many, many sports. Like, we don't see a massively muscular winner of a marathon, for example. You know, marathon world champions are all fairly uniform, all about 5'9" to 5'11", and they weigh about 60 kilos. There's a particular body type that's needed there. So, you know, being big and muscular, did not confer performance advantages in every single sport. It can be a hindrance in some cases.
Have these athletes done themselves significant damage?
That's a big question, and that's a difficult question to answer. So, you know, there was a report issued over the weekend highlighting what the athletes use. So over 90% used testosterone, 80% of them used human growth hormone, 60% of them used stimulants, and the list goes on, 40% of them using EPO. It doesn't say what cocktail of athletes they were all, or what cocktail of performance enhancing drugs they were taking, but I'm almost certain that they weren't just taking one. And each of those poses some risks to the athletes. There's acute risks. Some of those would have immediate impacts on your blood pressure, on the thickness of your blood, increase your risk of clots. Now, thankfully, there was no acute events happening to any of the athletes at the weekend. They all came through it unscathed. But use of performance enhancing drugs does cause some chronic or long term issues as well. And they are often silent. They're not things that you can immediately see. They are things that will manifest down the line: damage to your heart, damage to your liver, damage to your kidneys. That is something that we may not know for many, many years to come. And it is not a guarantee that the athletes who took part in these games have escaped without risk just because they got through the weekend without risk.
Bruce, thanks very much for that analysis. Bruce Wardrop there, Associated Advanced Sports Scientist of the Irish Sport and Exercise Science Association.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.